We digress.
So much fun.
We start talking.
Good evening. Welcome to the March 3rd, 2022 Civil Service Commission meeting. I will call roll at this time. Commissioner Gersten.
Present.
Commissioner Sepulveda.
Present.
Commissioner Fish.
Here.
And myself, Parbuccia, I'm here too. At this point, under public comments, people who may wish to address the commission on any subject matter listed in the that is not listed in the commission's agenda below. State law prohibits us from discussing or taking action on items that are not listed on the agenda, but if appropriate, the commission may schedule future topics or refer the matter to staff. Are there any public speakers?
None.
Perfect. We have two action items. The approval of the minutes from November 4th, 2020. Staff has a recommendation to approve those minutes. Do I have any motion or discussion on that?
Confirm that's 2021.
2021, sorry. It's been a long time.
No discussion for me. I'll move to adopt the minutes.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I guess because someone tells me I can vote, you can have me. 4.2, consideration of the approval of a double step increase for Carla Even, who is the dispatch manager pursuant to Civil Service Rule 1.05I2. Would staff like to make recommendation on this and have a discussion?
This is approval. We have Captain Don Redman here from the police department to answer any questions you have or provide any background.
Would you like to provide us some background first?
Sure. Dispatcher Carla Even, she's the manager of our dispatch. A new position was created back in March of 2020. Before we didn't have a full-time dispatch manager, we had a part-time police lieutenant who I was the police lieutenant at the time, who among other things oversaw multiple divisions. Back in March through Measure A, we were able to approve to have a full-time dispatch manager overseeing our dispatch. Our dispatch center is obviously the third busiest dispatch center in the county. It's actually, I'd argue it's the busiest of the county because of the way we're situated. We have 33 dispatchers, 5 supervisors. Carla was promoted from a supervisor to become the first full-time dispatch manager of our comm center back in March 27th, 2020. She was brought in at step A and immediately exceeded expectations. She hit the ground running. She's a seasoned dispatcher supervisor, has become really the county leader for dispatching. In the memo that was attached with her duties far exceeds what she does as a dispatch manager, what would be under the job description of a dispatch manager. She has actually taken over as the CLEX manager. She presents at different conferences, has really become a recognized leader in dispatch management to the point where she assists other dispatch centers. With that in mind, she is due for a step increase in 3 weeks to step D. We're asking that she go immediately to step E, effective immediately, essentially where that would qualify as the double step increase.
Is E the last letter within the classification?
That is correct.
And then what would happen from there? Is there promotability or she reached the
that's
Z?
That's it, unless they anything that was negotiated through their union.
And what union is she with?
She's with
the
And as a consequence, sorry to just jump in there with questions, but as a consequence of her stellar performance, I assume she's had performance evaluations and they've similarly been stellar.
It exceeds expectations.
And has that taken a complete load off of you and any other sworn personnel as far as supervision?
Absolutely. And where it's taken off, not so much the sworn to some extent, where the watch commanders, you know, who oversee the entire patrol division, they have her, they don't have to really worry about the dispatch center because they can reach out to her. She's 24/7, even though she works 40-hour weeks, she's 24/7 on the phone. Where she's also stepped up is for our CLETs, our DOJ legal reasons for running. There's a lot of legislation and legal ramifications for when you run people and you do these things. We have been out of compliance at different points in the previous years. that she has stepped up and taken over that program, and now she is, even though that's technically not her position, it's our PSS manager's position, she has taken it over and has gotten us into compliance, because a lot of these issues are related to dispatch in the computer and the software and how it runs. So she's taken on a technology role because of the technology with the computer-aided dispatch, CAD, and then also the legal ramifications of it, and on top of her management duties as the dispatch manager.
So I would say, just from my perspective in dealing with the department, she has taken some off this form, because instead of having four supervisors that were there that would report to the watch commander or whoever was on site, she's been able to now oversee that entire division and kind of have one constant manager there.
So we went from four reporting to one?
Well, they were all just reporting to a lieutenant, I think, correct?
Yeah, so prior, when I was the lieutenant overseeing it, I had dispatch, I had jail, I had technology, and I had drones. So it was one of four positions. So essentially, it was 25% of my time. So it fell, all of this information, duties fell onto the on-duty watch commander, because it was 25% of my time. She took on 100%. So now our watch commanders, if there's ever any issues, ever questions, they call her, and she immediately handles it. So the chief recognizes, Chief Kennedy recognizes that she's an outstanding employee, and asks that we show her that we recognize her due diligence and everything that she's doing, and would like to reward her with an additional step increase.
Does anyone else have questions?
Courtney, just
a list. So.
You can go. Go
ahead. I want you to finish your list.
Just a procedural question.
Well, and I guess mine were, I'm not against her having a step increase. I think that if she's an amazing employee, she should do it, but I'm concerned by a lot of the things that she said. So I'm concerned that we're taking work that's in someone else's job description and giving it to her. You said the PSS manager position used to have this
one? Yeah, so it's still her position.
That's a new here.
No.
It's what?
No, they're supportive of the position.
Well, but if you're taking work away that's not listed in someone's job description, that's listed in someone else's job description, I mean, I'm just wondering,
she's always been part of the CLETS team.
Okay.
Because dispatch is a direct conduit for running people.
Yes.
So you have to have dispatchers. And as a supervisor, she was the go-to person. Our PSS manager is the custodian of records.
Yes.
Does all reporting to DOJ. Where our dispatch supervisor, who's now the manager, she's on the operational level. So even though our PSS manager still does all the reporting to the DOJ and everything, if there is a technical issue, so a perfect example is a new Senate bill was passed, that there were some hiccups with it, but it was really through the integration of the CAD. She is the one that stepped up and handled everything, because she has the operational knowledge on how to do that. So she's part of the CLETS team, where if we gave it to the PSS manager who's doing the reporting and everything, she doesn't understand the technical aspect of what it is.
So she's not really taking on someone else's duties, because your memo says she's accepted above the duties of a dispatch manager. So she's doing work that's someone else's work, and I'm just trying to figure out, first it was, does it come off a sworn, which is a question, because ultimately, I mean, regardless of who it comes from, and if nobody's challenging it, it is what it is, but I think the question is, if she's now at the highest step, and we potentially are also recognizing her for her amazing work because she's doing work that's not in her JD, are we looking at potentially having a job description change or a reclass or something coming forward? Because she is taking on duties, which takes her back to step one, because it would be a reclass and not in an E that we need to be thinking about.
So when I say taking on additional responsibilities, she sees the challenges, right? She recognizes that, yes, the PSS manager could ultimately handle this. She doesn't rely on other people to get to it. She has the working knowledge, and so she steps in and immediately handles it. So when the new Senate bill came across, and we recognized there were some challenges with that, she's the one that spearheaded that problem, even though it was overseeing IT, it was a technical issue, and it was also with the reporting issue. She was the one that coordinated between the vendor, IT, and DOJ, spearheaded that, took it upon herself to make sure that we were in compliance. And this is just one example.
No, and that's perfect, and it's fantastic, and we want, especially managers, it's harder when it's even though this is a bargaining unit position, but we want managers that do that, but especially when we're capping out and you've listed all of these duties, and presumably all of these duties are not in her JD, and it was a brand new JD that was passed in 2020, right? And this was a brand new one. Are we looking like we might need to modify it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, so just so you know, we just finished bargaining, and so we've, I think, I mean, within this, at some point, if someone said their duties had significantly changed from what they're doing, we would do that. We would also look at it over time. So we benchmark with comm managers across, and specifically for that group, all of Southern California.
Yeah.
So I think these fall in line with a lot of what we were doing, unless we saw like a large change from what they're doing. But I think the majority of work still falls in with managing the comm center on a daily basis. And these would be ancillary duties to that.
She's not reaching outside. Everything that she's dealing with touches the comm center.
But no, I totally get that.
She's just taken on a stronger role because now we have a manager who understands the role of it. And it's just, it has really elevated our entire dispatch unit, the comm center itself within the county.
No, and I think that when we look at the rule related to exemplary increases, it really is doing like amazing things within your job. And it just felt like very much a lot of the memo was focused on doing things that potentially weren't in her job, as opposed to a focus on, because what happens now, like, we want everyone to be exemplary, we want them to be great, and she's now at E. And so if you're comfortable with it, and but I think for me, that was my concern, is that it repeatedly is talking about things that she's doing things outside her duties.
So a perfect example
above her duties
is
what
she did a year-end report. She just submitted it 2 weeks ago for 2021 for our comm center that had like amounts of data of everything. Yeah. We never ever have had this, and we all looked at it and was like, oh my gosh, now we have an understanding of what's happening. This was something that nobody directed her to do. Mm-hmm. She looked at it, looked at best practices. It's like, we need to make sure that the community understands, you know, the work that we do, that and presented this report. It made all the other managers like, oh, now I got to, now she's.
Especially
she
when you didn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you're making me look bad. She has really elevated the standard for all of our managers. And if you look at, she's only a C-step. She's only been a manager for 2 years, and just what she's done is just, it's amazing.
So to Jenny, just to follow up Jenny's questioning, so would you describe the duties that she's performing that Jenny was raising question as new, or is it more an expansion of what she's doing, i.e. new laws coming down, but it's in a field that she handles anyhow, and as part of her generic job description?
Yes. So it's hard to say. So yes, it is, because we've never had a full-time comm manager. I'm a police officer, right? And they said, Don, congratulations, you're managing the dispatch center, right?
Lucky
that's what
you.
They said. And I went, where's the dispatch center, right? I'm jokingly, but I went in there and I was never a dispatcher. I never understood the problems. So even as when she was my supervisor there, I leaned on her like, tell me, like, where should we be steering this ship? This new law has just come out, and she's like, oh, we should be doing this, and really guided us down there. Now that she has the authority to run with a lot of things that she wanted to do, she just couldn't as a supervisor because she had me as a manager, and you know, I'm just a long line of police lieutenants who oversaw this. It gave it legitimacy for our comm center that has really, we've never recognized until she took over.
And I will say, if I can add, not to say anything about someone supervising it directly, but the consistency of having a non-com personnel that understands the ins and outs of it, I think we've seen the return on it with staffing and the consistency there, that it's made better. The supervisors have someone they can rely on, and there's consistency amongst it, and I think the personnel things that we were seeing pop up aren't there anymore in the consistent way that we had seen them before without that person there all the time.
It's hard for the last one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard when there's turnover all the time.
Dispatch is such a
hard
area.
We rotate every few years.
Yeah.
Right? So they're always getting different. And for us, this was the reason we really needed this, is because it was a learning curve. I finally got comfortable after 2 or 3 years of learning it, and then somebody else, you know, was going to take over for me. So.
And this is a Measure 8 position, too, just so you know.
What was the? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm a newbie, so I'm just trying to understand the steps and processes. But are there any implications to the double step increase, or any sort of precedent that that we need to consider
No, it's allowed for in the civil service rules. I will say it's pretty rare. I mean, I think you've seen, actually, you've seen a couple right now, but it's not something
that seems so rare.
It doesn't seem so rare right now. But it is something that, I mean, in my 7 years, it's not, it's pretty atypical that we see them. And I will say this is one that I support as well.
Thank you.
The way I was seeing your description there is, like you said, you guys hover around, but her being the technical expert is what makes it so beneficial. I guess what I don't, the A through E is a pretty specific comp structure, I assume, towards the city. So, I mean,
most agencies, right? So, the C to B in 6 months, B to C in another 6 months, and then annually thereafter.
Okay,
and once they cap out. So, 3 years, you're done.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you would only make a raise if the grade goes up.
Is that
right? Yeah. Okay. And then is there, does it create, is there anyone over her besides you in this department? So does
she
it,
reports to a captain.
She reports to me.
Does it, so does it create any compression issues that the department's concerned about?
No.
Good for you.
Yeah. Courtney, how long has this classification been in place?
2 years.
2 years.
She's
the first person ever. So was it vacant?
No, it just didn't exist. So basically, I think, you know, calls have increased greatly. The comm center with the number of dispatchers has increased greatly. And the oversight of it has changed.
Okay. Thank you.
With Measure A, they
Measure A. So this is one of the Measure A ads. We added a number of non-sworn personnel that alleviated it from sworn, which I think you see the professionals rise through those ranks has been a great asset to the department.
Absolutely.
And how long has this person been with the city?
Oh, that's a great question. She was, I think, a National City dispatcher before that, so she's probably been here 13 years, maybe. So she's, but she had dispatching prior to coming over.
Okay. Had she been promoted in the non-management dispatching?
She started as a dispatcher, went to supervisor, and now she's the manager.
And those were the only two classifications that we have.
Actually, she's probably a trainee dispatcher and went through the ranks.
Okay. And her securing that position, was it competitive off the list?
It was a closed promotional, but civil service process.
But internal only, right?
Yes. There were, I think I sat on the panel, four, I think sat, three or four, I don't remember, internal candidates.
Okay. Courtney, just a procedural question. I mean, so the civil service rule requires it to be approved by the city manager and the HR director.
Yes.
I know the memo says via, but I don't see signatures on the memo. Can I just assume, since it says via, that the city manager approved
it?
Yes,
she did.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll make sure that happens.
No, sorry, I just...
No,
that's why your side's small.
No, I don't mean to be picky, it's just...
It has to be
approved by everybody in the food chain, and I just saw it just said via. But it was signed off by Chief, right?
Yes, but it was approved by the city manager. She and I had a discussion.
Okay.
Is there any other questions on this one? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the item, granting the double step increase.
I'll second.
All those in favor of approving a double step increase for Carla? Even.
Aye.
Aye.
That would be four of us. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the presentation and the question.
What happens when there's only one item? You get a lot of questions.
Actually, 10 items.
Start with the dispatch center.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay. Other business at this point. Staff comments. Ms. Corbin, what's that for us?
I would say the biggest one there is we continue to hire. In the past month, we've onboarded 49 new employees.
Wow.
So 12 are currently in the police academy. We're just hiring.
How many vacancies?
Have you had any problem getting applicants, qualified applicants, in the tough job market?
I would say it's getting better, what we're seeing. It depends on the recruitment. So it's just, it depends on the recruitment.
Are you saying great or garbage or not qualified candidates? I shouldn't say garbage.
I would say with NeoGov, right, we use governmentjobs.com, so we tend to get people push click without filling out the application sometimes. You get those, but I mean, we tend to, and we still hire
a great number of, I mean, we still hire all to our own horn. We just hired the HR director from the city of Santee, the HR, so as a senior analyst. So I'm sitting pretty, so. No, but we've been able, you know, we still do attract and retain our employees very well. So we've completed labor negotiations with 5 of our labor groups. And we have IFF left.
Through this year, next year?
Non-safety IFF expires in June of 23. ACE and POA expire in June of 24. And WC and MMPR expire in December of 24.
Okay. And then your IFF?
They just expired in December, so.
Do we have any insight on someone to break the always consistent ties that we have amongst this committee of four?
Yeah, we're going to lose bail that we just
bought. So we are still recruiting. If you know anyone that's interested in sitting in this commission that works in the city of Chula Vista, we have technically 2 vacancies. At least one of them is appointed. We need 3 names to send to the labor groups to then send to the council for consideration. So I think we have 1 or 2 names right now, but we need 3, and technically we really need 4. So
we need more people to apply
to this fun, amazing group of people. Best commission you can.
You have 2 of them, right? You like us better? Didn't you have another one they were trying to give you?
I did have one for a while, but now that has moved on.
You got rid of the HRC?
Yeah.
Yay, Courtney.
It was lovingly transitioned to a wonderful employee in the city manager's office.
Well, it's not a gift.
It's a special. It depends on who the gift is to. Okay.
I want all my commissions.
Do you have anything else?
I do not.
Okay, I don't have any comments. Anyone else have any comments for the good of the body?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, in this case, we will adjourn to our next regularly scheduled meeting on April 7th at 5:15. And we can turn off our recording.